You're listening to the Sharks Audio Network. Now, here's your host, Ted Ramey.
On Saturday, July 6th, the San Jose Sharks announced they had signed number one overall pick from the 2024 draft, Macklin Celebrini, to a standard entry-level contract. Both general manager Mike Greer and Celebrini himself spoke with the media. Let's start with what Greer had to say.
Hey, Mike. Congratulations.
Oh, thanks, Dad.
Can you just take us through this process of getting Macklin signed, coming to the Sharks?
Yeah. From once we won the lottery, I didn't really talk to Mac or his family. I wanted him to have some time to enjoy the moment. I'm sure it's been a long year for him going through the draft process. So we kind of left him alone for a bit. We met with him at the combine interview and dinner, and all that went well. A couple weeks before the draft, I met with his dad and his agent and kind of went over the plan and, what we're hoping to do, what we're going to try and do, things we outlined for Macklin and some little things like that. And then, we got to the draft and didn't really bother him then. That's a big moment for him and his family to enjoy. And, it was good to be around him at dev camp. But, we didn't really know which way it was going to go. I talked to Jay Pandolfo at the draft and a little bit before the draft, and he wasn't completely sure if Mac was going to be coming back to school either. So, we're really excited to, have him part of the organization and join us this year.
And referencing, I guess, that plan, what you guys did in free agency, how important do you think that was? And also your trade acquisitions too, guys like Barkley, Gaudreau, and et cetera. How important do you think that was for Macklin to show him that you guys were going to do your best to sort of insulate, a 18-year-old kid?
I think it was important to him and his family and representation to know that we were going to be a better team this year, a more competitive team, and have some good vets around him who could help guide him through the ups and downs of the season and, be a more competitive team and things like that. So, I'm sure it helped a little bit.
And today is about Macklin, but just in terms of, I guess, helping Macklin out, do you have any other plans to add to the team this summer? Any specific positions or areas of sort of concern?
No, not really. I think, like I said a few days ago, I think most of the heavy lifting's done. We'll maybe still kind of pick around the edges and see if something pops up here now that the dust is settled. And maybe add, maybe there's potential to add something on the back end or depth piece. But for the most part, I think we'll be done. And there'll be opportunity for, our young players here as well.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
Yeah.
Go to Curtis.
Mike, when would you say this deal got finalized? Was that this morning or maybe yesterday at some point?
Probably this morning. We had some conversation after dev camp and into yesterday, but, nothing was finalized till this morning, and it was a pretty big day for us, so we're really excited.
I was just going to say, how big of a boost is it for this year's team to have a Macklin Celebrini on your roster?
Yeah, I think it's big for the guys in the room, and obviously for the fans as well. I think there's some buzz. You could kind of feel it during the prospect scrimmage the other day, but I think the guys in the room, the young players and the veterans alike, realize the special talent that Macklin is. And I think there's some excitement for those guys to have the chance to play with him. So, for him to be coming in this year, I think everyone and all the guys are pretty excited.
What role do you see for Macklin this year? I guess I'm just kind of curious, how much can he put on this kid's plate right away?
I don't want to put too much on his plate. I think that's been kind of the goal here, to kind of try and insulate him and Will, so they don't feel like they got the weight of the world on their shoulders and you know, they got to go out and produce every single night. You know, we'll let him find his way. I'm sure there'll be some ups and downs along the way, but hopefully we'll have enough bodies here and enough veterans here to kind of help him along the way. And so it's hard to say, but you know, I'm not expecting him to go out there and, you know, be the MVP of the league or anything like that. He's gonna, you know, there's gonna be bumps, there's gonna be ups and downs, and I'm sure he'll navigate that, and we'll help him navigate those things.
You know, I've heard a lot of coaches say it's easier to come into the league as a winger and maybe not as a centerman, but do you see Macklin as a center, you know, this season for you guys, just the way your roster is constructed and maybe some question marks here and there? I mean, you know, I guess it's going to be up to Ryan kind of to go over the lineup, but do you see him and Will maybe being centermen right off the hop here?
That's the idea, but like you said, we'll see how camp goes and see what Ryan thinks and the coaching staff thinks about everything. You know, but I think, you know, they've both been centers their whole life. You know, so is it easier to be a wing? Sure, there's a little less responsibility, but at the end of the day, these guys have both been elite centermen their whole lives, and that's what they're used to playing, and that's what they I'm sure they prefer playing. So we'll see how it goes. We do have some options, guys that can kind of fill in and play center throughout the lineup, which was also part of the plan. And you know, some of those guys can maybe be on their wings and help them with some faceoffs and some of the defensive responsibilities as well.
Do you feel you need anybody else to, you know, guard against guys or the opposing teams maybe taking liberties with guys like Smith and Celebrini? Or do you feel that part of your roster is taken care of?
Well, I think we have some team toughness there. And we also have, you know, I think Giovanni's got some toughness if that's a situation as well, if we need someone like that. So I think the way the league is now, you know, I'm sure teams are going to play these guys hard. But I think we have some enough team toughness right now to kind of should help kind of protect those guys in any situations.
When you look around your division, it's McDavid, it's Kopitar, it's Eichel. Do you put Macklin in that same breath one day, potentially being maybe not McDavid? I mean, obviously he's a phenomenal player, but just a guy who could be a number one center for the Sharks for a really long time.
Yeah, I mean, that's the hope. I don't want to compare him or put him up against anyone saying he's going to be this or he's going to be that. You know, I think we feel really good about him and Will being, you know, a really good 1-2 punch down the middle for a long, long time here. We feel very fortunate to have them both. And, you know, it's I don't think it's fair on any of these kids to kind of say they're going to be this or that. They'll all find their way. And but we think they're going to be really good players for a long time.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Let's go to Max.
Hey, Mike, obviously, you know, everything here, you know, congratulations on the Macklin signing, a lot of young prospects here. But when you look at a lot of the other players here, it looks like there's almost like a logjam at forward, a lot of players. Is there any worry of almost playing, you know, having spots for enough of these kids? And do you see, you know, maybe utilizing some of the players like a Colin Graf, maybe getting some more time in the AHL?
No, I'm not worried about it. I think the NHL is all about competition, and none of these kids should be handed anything, right? If you're good enough to play, you'll play. And if you earn your way under the roster, you'll play. You know, we'll keep the best players here and who we think will help us win the most games. So if a young guy comes out and beats an older player out for a position and has a better camp, then, you know, they're going to play. I think that's what we've been striving for since I took over, to have as much internal competition as possible. I think that makes everyone better and involved in it. And we probably haven't had enough of that over these first couple of years. I expect this to be the most competitive training camp we've had. And, you know, and there's, on top of that, there's always injuries, as we, you know, we saw with Cooch and Granny last year coming out of camp. So it's not too big of a concern of mine.
Does a player like Tyler Toffoli, you know, on paper, the connections between the two of them, but just as a bona fide player who scored over 30 goals, won a cup, is he kind of the guy that you first mind goes to? Okay, let's give him a shot with Macklin.
I mean, I'll leave that up to Ryan and the staff, who's playing with who, but, you know, for all the, we brought him in for all those reasons you said, you know, he's a proven scorer. He'll be good for our young centers. You know, he knows how to play the game. He gets open. It'll be nice to have him, a veteran president who's been through the ups and downs of the season, the grind of a season, to know that, you know, every night's not going to be perfect. So, you know, him and Goody having won cups, it's kind of it's an invaluable thing to have in the room. You know, I don't think you can really underestimate how important it is to have people who have gone through the grind and come out at the end of it holding the cup. It's pretty important, and we're fortunate to have those guys.
With Will and Macklin signing this year, was there any concern? I don't know if concern's the right word, but is there any kind of, like, was there a thought, okay, do we want to have these guys both on the ELC running out at the same time? Obviously, with the cap going up, that might make things a little bit easier, you know, come 3 years from now or whenever you guys sign the extension. But was there any thought that went into that?
No, we didn't give it too much thought. I think we wanted to get both guys into the system, you know, as soon as possible. And we thought they're both ready to play. If we didn't think they're ready to play and contribute at the NHL level, we wouldn't want to have pushed to sign them. So we think they're both ready, and, you know, we'll deal with after, you know, in 3 years, we'll deal with the contract situation then.
Obviously, you know, we're talking about Macklin here, but, you know, there was, you know, the rest of the coaching staff was finalized. What went on behind, obviously, bring back Ryan Clough to the organization?
You know, Chloe's really, really a sharp guy. You know, we'd kept in touch over the years. You know, I think he's had some really good experiences from, you know, when he finished playing in Jersey. You know, Lou Lamoriello let him spend a lot of time with him and kind of learn things from Lou. And then, you know, on the coaching side, he spent some time with John Hines and Sheldon Keefe. And when he was in Toronto, he spent time with, you know, Cal Dubas and his staff there, as well as coaching. So, and then, you know, he and I worked together in New York, and he's a really bright guy, sees the game, can break down the game really, really well. So it's another different perspective, for me and our staff to have. And, I think he's going to be a great addition to our staff and the organization. You know, he's a great person as well. So, you know, we're trying to get as many good people in here and good hockey people in here as possible. And I think, you know, his addition is going to make us a better organization.
Awesome. Thanks, Mike.
Adam, NHL.com.
Hi, Mike. Just curious what you saw, what made it clear to you that Macklin was NHL ready right now, ready to step right into your lineup? Did you see it along the way during the season? Was it something at development camp that sort of clicked for you and the group that said, okay, this guy's ready to be an NHL player?
You know, watching him during the season, you know, his play kind of speaks for itself. You know, at his age, the maturity he played with, playing a full 200-foot game, getting to the middle of the rink, making plays, handling contact when, you know, there's some of these older teams kind of went after him. He never backed down. So his play kind of speaks for itself. You know, World Juniors, youngest kid out there, and he was kind of Canada's go-to guy. So from a play standpoint, we thought he'd be able to, that he's ready and he'll be able to handle it. But I think what really pushed us over the edge was, you know, our interview and dinner with him at the combine, where, you know, we just showed him maturity beyond his years to, in his drive and his passion and his want to be a great player in this league. So when you're around those type of players, I think you recognize it. And, you know, he kind of has that alpha mentality that, you know, made us believe he's ready to handle the ups and downs and the rigors of an NHL season.
Jing?
Mike, going off of that, that alpha mentality, and Todd said when we talked with him a couple of days ago that Macklin wants to be first in everything. And have you ever played with a guy like that, or in your experience in management or as a coach, have you ever seen a guy like that with just that sort of mentality, or guys like that you've seen?
Yeah, I mean, I've been, fortunate to play with, guys like that throughout my time, whether that's, Doug Waite in Edmonton, Jaromir Jagr in Washington, and then, from this side of it, on the other side of it, not the player side of it. Well, obviously play with Jumbo and Patty and Pav. All three of those guys, they have the same mentality of wanting to be the best and working on their craft consistently to want to be the best player they can be and believe that they can make any play on the rink. And then, from this side of it and the coaching side of it, Jack Hughes. Jack Hughes is built the same way. Jack thinks he can do anything on the rink at any time. Thinks he's always the best player on the ice. And then, working with Chicago, you obviously have Kane and Taves there. And so those are kind of the alphas that I've been around, and Macklin has the same drive to be the best. And to thinks he's, when he steps on the ice, he's not taking a backseat to anyone, constantly working, constantly pushing himself and is pushing his teammates. So, I just think he's got that special kind of drive within.
And going back to Ryan Clough, he's a assistant general manager. Your other AGMs, you have Joe Will, maybe a little more Barracuda focus. Maybe Tom is more cap focus. Is there a particular focus for Ryan?
He'll probably be more involved in the day-to-day hockey stuff, the actual, not to say that Joe and Tom aren't, but I think he'll be involved in. I think he's got a good eye for talent. He's got some really good ideas and thoughts about player development and scouting and things like that. So I think he'll be involved in more and more stuff on the on-ice hockey side of things.
And finally for me, just on assistant coaches, can you talk about the decision to bring Brian Wiseman back and bring on Doug Huda and Jeff Ulmer?
Yeah, Wise, I think he did a good job with the power play and, speaking with the forwards and those guys that were on the power play at our exit meetings, guys had, very positive things to say about him. And I think he kind of grew as over the 2 years where, year one, he was kind of the third assistant, and year two, he kind of bumped up to more of a number two and took over the power play and 6-on-5 and things. And he's got a history of some player development with his time in college as well. So, where we are as a franchise, we thought it was a good fit. I think Doug Huda kind of balances out our staff in general, Ryan included, with all his experience, in the league, played in the league for a long time. Now he's coached in the league a long time. We're going to have some young D coming up, and I think he's a great teacher for those players. And I think it'll be a good, a good year for Ryan and kind of help him navigate the ups and downs of the season. I don't think there's anything that he hasn't seen. So, it'll be a good sounding board for Ryan and the whole staff. And Jeff Ulmer, he's played in a bunch of different leagues, and he's done player development, and he's done a lot of, skill work. And now he's getting his, the last few years, he's kind of got his foot in the door in the coaching, and he's kind of blended the skill work and player development work with coaching. And, that's a good mix for us with where we are and the young players we're going to have around here that, we have someone who's got that player development, skill development background to help with our players' development as we move along.
All right,
we'll
wrap it up with Curtis.
Mike, now that your roster is more or less set, what do you think the identity of this team is going to be this year? And as far as your timeline, maybe for becoming more of a playoff contending type team, is that moved up at all? I mean, do you, maybe not this year, but looking at 2025-26 as being a season where you like to make a run at a playoff spot. Is that maybe part of the plan at all?
As I've kind of told you guys, I don't really want to put exact timelines on things here. I think we just need to keep getting better and keep moving forward. And that's what I'd like to see with the group that we have here is getting better and pushing things forward. And that's hopefully in the next couple of years we can push for the playoffs and be there, but I don't want to give you a timeline saying next year, this is what we're going to do. I think we just need to keep getting better and keep growing as a team and improving individually. As far as next year goes, I think, the main thing I'd like to see, and I know Ryan would like to see, is us just being a more competitive, harder to team to play against, where other teams aren't coming in here and having easy nights. I think that's going to be the foundation of everything, that we're, hardworking, competitive team. And I think with the players we've added, they all have a history of playing a certain way and contributing a certain way. And yeah, those to some of the other pieces that were already here. I think you can kind of start to see it coming together as us kind of starting to take that identity. And hopefully, the talent that we have, not only our guys that are coming in, but Eki and Zets and those guys, it'll be another year. They'll have a year of experience in the league under their belt. So hopefully those guys can keep growing and taking steps as well. So if everyone gets a little bit better and everyone takes a little step forward, we should be a better team. But at the core and the foundation of everything is us being a more competitive, hard to play against team.
All right, thank you.
All right, Shane, go ahead. You got one more.
Yeah, just a quick one. Sorry, Mike. Is Macklin going to play rookie faceoff?
I would imagine he would. Yeah, at this point, I would imagine he needs to get those game reps and be out there and start kind of getting used to what pro hockey is going to look like.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right, Mike. Thanks very much. Appreciate your time today. And everybody else, if you want to hang on, we're going to utilize the waiting room again here, but Macklin should be on in about 5 to 8 minutes. We'll bring you back in. We'll get going again. Mike, thank you very much.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Then the media got the opportunity to chat with Celebrini on this momentous day.
Hey, Macklin, congratulations.
Thank you.
Just wanted to ask you just in general how this whole process came together to sign or to announce it today.
It was something that I've been thinking about since the draft and something that was kind of always on my mind. Throughout the week, meeting everybody, kind of getting a sense for how the year will go and the different things that come with it. Talking to some of the guys. I think over the week, I just kind of understood what I needed to do and the decision that I had to make.
When did you know inside that you were going to NHL or you were going to be a San Jose Shark?
I tried to keep everything open until the end of the week. Friday, after my exit meetings, once I got back to the hotel, I kind of knew. That was when it really sunk in with me that I knew what I had to do. And every time I thought about coming to the Sharks, I was just really excited.
And in general, just how important was, and you mentioned how important was development camp being in San Jose, but also too, who the Sharks added in free agency and in trade to kind of show you that, hey, you're not going to be kind of left by yourself here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they did an amazing job. Obviously, brought in some veteran guys, some guys that have played in the league a long time, and they had some guys there, some key pieces that are really important to the culture and if you want to win. So, that was a big factor for sure. The pieces that were already there and bringing those guys, it was definitely exciting.
And you mentioned in the week talking with some people around, who were some of those guys that you talked to that maybe helped tip your decision? Was it guys like, I don't know, Joe Thornton or Mike Ricci or anybody like that?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't anything talking about, nothing really talking about the decision or signing or anything like that. Just more just stuff that they're teaching me on the ice, like Joe Thornton and Marlo and Mike Ricci and pretty much their whole development staff that I interacted with on the ice and off the ice. I learned so much while I was there, and I was just thinking how much more I could learn throughout the year.
Max.
Macklin, congratulations. Was there a moment that stood out in dev camp where you're like, yeah, I want to sign. I want to be an NHL player.
I don't think there's really a moment. I just think over the camp, it was a quick turnaround from the draft to the training camp, but over the time, I found myself getting more and more excited and seeing the guys that we have, the young guys that were there that I'm kind of growing with and going through this process with. It really just made me understand like, it's a really exciting time, and I mean, there's a lot of potential for our group.
Will told us that you two were roommates during development camp. Did you guys have any conversations about what went on behind his decision to sign and turn pro? And did you take that advice and think about utilize it for when you were thinking about your decision?
No, we never really talked about that. We were just kind of hanging out, more just having fun.
Obviously, we talked a little bit after the development camp of just how it was, the reaction and feeling. What is it going to be like? You know, do you have any idea of what it might be like when you first step on the ice for your NHL debut? I mean, just the crowd and everything like that, being back home, family doesn't have to travel far. Has that kind of settled in? And see, you can't get a true image, so you're there. But have you started looking to the future, getting excited for something like that?
Yes, that's very exciting. I mean, it's something that I've dreamed of ever since I was a kid playing in the NHL. And the debut is definitely going to be very exciting. And I can't wait for it. So it's definitely something that I'm thinking about, but it honestly still seems so far away. So I'm trying not to focus on it too much.
We talked to Todd after you left the room on Thursday, and he mentioned that you always want to be first in everything. And that's something that's not, you know, taught. That's not something that somebody ever told you to do. It's just that drive and that competitiveness to be better. Do you have any idea where that comes from? Just, is that who you are as a person? Where does that sort of competitiveness to want to be the best come from inside you?
I think it's more just, I mean, I want to be the best I can be and help my team, do whatever I can to help my team win. And I feel like that just, it kind of goes hand in hand to be the best I can be and try to prepare myself best is so that I can help my team win. And that I can be relied upon in those moments to succeed. So I feel like it kind of goes hand in hand, but yeah, I feel like it's kind of just who I am. I want to be the best I can be, and I feel like I've been like that ever since I was a kid.
Awesome. Thanks again.
Curtis?
Macklin, hey, this is Curtis Pichuk from Mercury News again. Hey, congratulations on the contract. Just curious if you've heard from any Sharks players, maybe the guys who texted you and just congratulated you on signing your contract.
Yeah, I've got a couple of texts from a couple different guys. I mean, it's awesome. You can tell how close that group is and how excited they are as well about what we're building here and the direction that we're going. So I mean, every message that I got is all just about how excited they are to see not only me, but the whole young core that we have and the guys that we brought in. And it feels like we're moving in the right direction.
Any conversation with Ryan Warsawski about, you know, potentially what your role might be, or is that too soon and maybe just that'll come down the line, I guess?
Yeah, I think that's a little too soon. just signed today. So, no, I feel like that's something that we'll probably discuss a little bit later.
you have any conversations or with Jay Pandolfo, what he might have said to you as you kind of begin this new chapter?
Yeah, I talked to him a bunch. I talked to him, in our exit meetings right after the season. He was already thinking about it. And I told him, I was still on the fence. And he's been so supportive through everything. He wants the best for his players, and he just wants to see us succeed. And I called him right before I made my decision and kind of let him know what the deal was. And he was so supportive, and I just appreciate everything that he's done for me throughout the year, and his support throughout this process.
So what are the next couple months for you kind of look like here as you prepare for camp? Do you give yourself a little time off, or is it kind of right back to work here this week as you get ready to be professional?
No, I'm getting back on the ice and skating throughout the week and in the next coming months. But no, I'm gonna take some time just to regroup. It's been a busy last couple of weeks and months, so I'm definitely gonna get a little bit of a break. But for the most part, it's just preparation for next year.
Do you look around the Pacific Division here and some of the centermen that you're gonna be competing against? You know, guys like obviously McDavid and Kopitar and Eichel and Elias Pettersson and those type of players. I mean, do you have kind of looking forward to competing against those guys here?
Yeah, of course. Those are guys that I've looked up to while I've been growing up, seeing them have the success that they've had. And those are guys that I watch on TV every night. So to be facing off against them every night, it's going to be pretty special.
All right. Thank you, Mac.
Yep.
We're back to Shane.
Hey, Mac, just wondering in terms of your summer plan, will it be spent training mostly in Vancouver and Bay Area, a mix of both, or just in general? Yeah.
For the most part, I'll be in Vancouver. That's just where my family is, and that's where I'm planning to be.
And what do the Sharks tell you in terms of what you do need to focus on over the next 2 months to make yourself as NHL ready as possible?
They were saying, everyone I've talked to, now you're playing against men and you're playing against grown men. So, it's just getting stronger, bigger, faster, just being able to protect yourself and being able to separate yourself when needed. So, just those kind of things. Just keep, getting stronger, that sort of stuff.
And finally for me, you've made the decision to wear 71. I know you've worn 17 for a lot of your career. Do you have in the back of your mind, maybe it's a little too early to ask, but back of your mind to maybe get back to 17 at some point, or are you feeling pretty good about your number?
It would have been tough to switch back to 17. So I felt like I had a pretty good year last year. So I just decided to stick with it.
Okay, the fans will be happy to hear that. Thank you very much.
Check out our broadcaster roundtable with Drew Remenda, Dan Rusinowski, and yours truly as we discuss what Macklin Celebrini's signing means for the San Jose Sharks. Keep it tuned to the Sharks Audio Network for all the latest news and coverage all throughout the summer and offseason. For the San Jose Sharks, I'm Ted Ramey signing off.
This podcast can be found for download under Sharks Hockey Digest on iTunes, Google, and Spotify. And on demand anytime on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app, presented by Western Digital. All music by Yogi Yen.